Chapter 16, the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act. Learning Objective 16-1. Understand the overall scope and impact of the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, or ACA, on the health insurance and managed care industry.
The Affordable Care Act was enacted in March of 2010 and amended the Public Health Service Act, ERISA, the Internal Revenue Code, and HIPAA.
The ACA imposes changes to managed care through
reforms to the individual and group health insurance markets,
expansion of access to health coverage beginning in 2014 through the creation of state health insurance exchanges,
modifications of electronic healthcare transactions, and
provisions affecting the federal tax code.
Other mandates include
low-income individuals and families will also be entitled to subsidies to help them pay for health coverage.
Medicaid will be expanded and
all individuals must have health coverage by 2014, with few exceptions, or pay a tax penalty.
Learning Objective 16-2. Understand the specific elements of the ACA affecting payers that went into immediate effect or into effect prior to 2014.
There were a large number of Affordable Care Act mandates that became effective in 2010, with additional mandates becoming effective from 2011 through 2014. Changes made by the ACA that became effective prior to 2014 include
the establishment of grandfathered plans, which allows insureds to not implement certain mandates of healthcare reform,
the removal of lifetime maximum on benefit plans,
the phase-out of annual limits on benefit plans,
the elimination of pre-existing condition limitations for children up to age 19,
extending coverage for a dependent child to age 26 within guidelines,
the prohibition of coverage rescission unless the rescission is due to intentional misrepresentation,
the definition of essential health benefits,
establishment of the standardized description of benefits provided,
the creation of a web portal which gives consumers additional information,
establishment of the medical loss ratio requirements,
and the establishment of the rate review process involving the Department of Health and Human Services for rate increases that are 10% or more.
The ACA also created a tax credit for qualifying small employers to help them pay for health coverage for their employees.
Learning Objective 16-3. Understand the specific elements of the ACA affecting payers that go into effect beginning in 2014.
A large number of healthcare reform mandates become effective in 2014. Some of the mandates are described below. The use of pre-existing condition limits is not permitted for all individuals, regardless of age, beginning in 2014. HIPAA and amendments made by the ACA prohibit the use of a health status factor to determine premium rates.
2014 will also see the introduction of the state health insurance exchanges, which will serve as a marketing operation for coverage. The exchanges will offer four plans: bronze at 60% based on actuarial values, silver at 70%, gold at 80%, and platinum at 90%. In order for a health plan to be able to offer coverage through the exchanges, the plan must offer essential health benefits and be a qualified health plan, among other requirements. Essential health benefits include
ambulatory patient services,
emergency services,
hospitalization,
maternity and newborn care,
mental health and substance use disorder services,
prescription drugs,
rehabilitative and habilitative services and devices,
laboratory services,
preventive and wellness services,
pediatric services,
and chronic disease management.
Individuals and families who purchase coverage through an exchange may be eligible for a subsidy to help pay for the coverage.
A major health care reform mandate that becomes effective on January 1, 2014 is the individual mandate, whereby everyone will be required to purchase health insurance or pay a tax penalty. Along the same lines, there will be new requirements for employers to offer health coverage. First, employers with 50 or more employees will be required to offer affordable coverage or pay a tax penalty per employee who ends up purchasing coverage from the exchange. The ACA also establishes a new fee that will be assessed on health insurers in the individual and group markets and self-funded group plans to help fund the cost of the Patient-Centered Outcomes Research Trust Fund.
Learning Objective 16-4. Understand the potential impact on the ACA of judicial and political forces.
Some of the legal and political challenges still facing the ACA include the fact that some polls show that approximately half of Americans view the legislation unfavorably. The ACA's individual responsibility mandate was challenged in the U.S. Supreme Court and was determined to be constitutional.
Depending on the outcome of the 2012 presidential and other elections, there may be attempts to repeal the law or defund the regulatory agencies charged with implementation. In some states, the governors and legislatures have refused to take action on specific ACA requirements, such as establishment of insurance exchanges. If the states do not establish the exchanges, the Department of Health and Human Services has the authority to establish an exchange in that state.